The 2023-2024 National FFA Eastern Region Vice President is Miss Morgan Anderson from the great state of Ohio. Morgan, has it set in yet? Does it feel real?
I'm going to be totally honest. It has not set in yet, and it doesn't feel real. I'm pretty sure when it's most important for me to actually sleep and I lay my head on the pillow, I feel like that's when it's going to hit me. So it hasn't hit me yet, but I think it's getting there.
That's awesome. Morgan, what was going through your head when you heard from the state of Ohio, Morgan Anderson?
I was absolutely shocked. You know, part of the process is you have to prepare to get it, but you also have to prepare not to get it. And so mentally, I was just kind of in between. Mm-hmm. I had peace of being like, okay, this could be the last time. But also I had peace of knowing that, give me another year. And so hearing my name was kind of like, okay, God, you said this is for me. I guess this is my time. But I didn't believe it personally. So...
You mentioned the process that you went through to become a national officer candidate. What did that process mean to you? And can you tell me a little bit about the relationships that you formed during that process?
Oh my goodness. Relationships formed would have to be an understatement. I mean, I made some of the best friends. It was kind of fun because I was a state officer 2 years ago. And so it was so nice seeing some friends that I haven't seen in a while. But particularly Grant Norfleet from Missouri and Amara Jackson from Michigan. We're not on the same team together. And when I tell you that if someone would have told us that maybe 12 hours ago, I would not have believed it. We would not have believed it. And, you know, I just had that special little group with also Abby from Pennsylvania. And it was the sweetest thing ever. And there was so much peace and comfort in knowing there are other people going through the same thing as you. And they care about you and they want to see you do well. And so relationships, love them. And I think I got friends for life.
Let's dive into your FFA story. How did you get started in the organization?
Of course. So I'm a first generation FFA member, if we're going to use that lingo. And so, you know, I grew up in rural Southeast Ohio living off a highway. And so I grew up teetering between just down the highway from Columbus, Ohio, our capital, but just up the highway from Southeast Ohio's Appalachia. So I lived in an area where there was food waste and wealth up the road, but at the same time, there was food insecurity and poverty just down the road. It made for a really interesting experience growing up. And so what brought me to agricultural education is I love to learn, and I really wanted to learn why this juxtaposition existed in my region of the state, and how can I do a better part in understanding that infrastructure, and how can I help solve that? And so my time in the classroom was very much asking the hard questions. So I looked a lot into speaking, asking the ag issues, that sort of thing. Nonetheless, I kind of paved my own path because I didn't grow up directly in agriculture. I have small poultry production and cornfields line my backyard, but curiosity is truly what drives me when it came to my time in FFA.
You offer a unique perspective being a first gen FFA member. How does that help you talk to people who might not know what the National FFA organization is?
I think it allows me to work with, you know, our most average audience. You know, more people are not FFA members and more people are not directly involved in agriculture, despite the fact that we are all stewards of the land, but more people in our society are not. And so I think for me, it's so helpful because it keeps me really grounded in my understanding. I hate to say that we need to educate our consumers. Our consumers are educated. We live in a world that has so much information. How do you not get caught up? You know, I can translate that same concept to other things that I'm not familiar with. And so I think it keeps me really grounded and gives me a really good space to work with. Because I think when it comes to working with, you know, differences in opinion, it's best not to point fingers or, you know, get loud with each other. Because at the end of the day, it just creates noise and it creates distraction, and that doesn't do anything. So when it comes to perspective like mine that are more holistic and kind of dip into a little bit of everything, I can work with a lot of different audiences. And to me, we can find that common ground maybe a little bit easier.
I know that you've had a plethora of leadership experience. How has that experience prepared you for serving as a national officer?
I mean, it is truly all cumulative. I wish I could tell, you know, the first like chapter officer team I was on, I was a sophomore in high school, the assistant chapter secretary. And I wish someone would have told me then that experience would have helped me for now. It's funny how it's the little roles that we don't think much of that do a lot. And I think it really built me to this. And, you know, I mentioned again a lot being grounded. I think the positions I was in then really helped me to ground me from where I'm at now. And so I'm really thankful for the people that said, hey, let's give this girl a shot. It led to something now, and I'm very thankful.
Morgan, who were your mentors throughout this process, and how have they had an impact on you?
I've had a lot. So I really love to learn by listening, and I really like to have conversations. It's just how I learn. And so I've had a lot of mentors, but if I'm going to name a few, I would have to say my one of my big life mentors was Doug Loudenschlager from Ohio, a wonderful older gentleman that gave me a lot of perspective, as well as Cindy Snyder, a past national officer from Ohio, Shane Jakes, who helped me with facilitation, Bailey Eberhart, who works in Cargill Sustainability, who was wonderful at helping me open my eyes. And then, of course, my program manager, Katie Emsley. She just kept me grounded. And those are just a few mentors. The list could definitely go on, but those people really helped me keep a very diverse perspective, helped me when I needed it, encouraged me when I needed it, but they also knew how to, you know, pick at things that needed worked on and help me iron out the wrinkles. And so I am so thankful because it must have worked. Is there anyone that you would like to thank now that you can call yourself the National FFA Eastern Region Vice President? Oh Lord, I can't believe you said that. That's crazy. I mean, the list could truly go on. I want to start with my parents, you know, my mom, Jessica, my stepdad, Jeff, and then my dad, Richie, and my stepmom, Angel. My parents are truly wonderful, and I'm so thankful for the family I have. My brother and sister, Madeline and Luke, and then those mentors I mentioned are wonderful. I want to give a shout out to Bailey Eberhart for answering all my questions, and then my agricultural educators, Mr. Scott Sharp and Mr. Jeff Tilley, for always asking me if I did my best, because I think I did my best. And he hugged me, and the first thing he said was, "Morgan, I think you did your best this time." And so I'm really thankful for them, my state staff, especially my program manager, Katie Ensley. She is wonderful. And everyone in Ohio, I love where I'm from. I'm so passionate about where I'm from. I'm so passionate for the country we live in. And the list could go on, truly. I'll keep it at that. Those are just a few people that truly don't owe me anything, and they gave me so much. Not only FFA members in Ohio, but over 950,000 FFA members across the country are eagerly anticipating this next national officer team. Is there any message that you would like to give to current FFA members about your goals for this year? I said it before, let's have some fun. Let's love everyone. Let's serve everyone. FFA is truly for all, no matter where you're from or what you bring to the table. But let's have some fun. FFA is a party, and I am so excited. We do it different in the Midwest, you know, and so I'm really excited to bring that as I travel, and I look forward to it. And I those FFA members, as much as I would like you and I would like to think maybe I could teach them something, I think I'm going to learn a lot more from them. And so I am very excited, and let's have some fun while we do it. That was the brand new National FFA Eastern Region Vice President from the great state of Ohio, and now representing over 950,000 FFA members from across the country, Miss Morgan Anderson. With National FFA, I'm Hannah Whetstone.